Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Belanger, and here is your morning news. The Ottawa Food Bank received over $213,000 in donations this year, as well as nearly 61,000 pounds of food. The donations were collected as part of this year's CTV Holiday Helpers Food Drive, an annual effort to tackle food insecurity in Ottawa. For every dollar donated, the Ottawa Food Bank is able to spend five, meaning the total donations will give them over $1 million in spending power. As defined by Ottawa Public Health, or OPH, food security is when individuals or families are stressed about affording food, struggle to afford balanced diets, go hungry or eat less than the recommended amount for financial reasons, or don't have access to the food they need due to a lack of finances. According to OPH, around 14% of Ottawa households experienced food insecurity in 2019. Nearly 10% of those said their food situation was moderate to severe. The Ottawa Food Bank is always on the lookout for non-perishable food donations, but they tend to ramp up their efforts around the holidays. Rachel Wilson, CEO of the Ottawa Food Bank, says the correlation between food insecurity and the holiday season isn't coincidental.
So during the winter months when it's more costly to heat your home, buying boots and winter clothes for growing children, we know that those costs go up, but the income doesn't increase at the same pace. So typically we see a lot of people coming to a food bank during the winter months because they just can't afford to make ends meet.
According to Wilson, there has been an increased demand for fresh food, partially due to rising costs from inflation. She says the food bank is committed to providing balanced diets to those it serves, and the money collected from the drive will help purchase produce and other fresh foods. Wilson says the effects of the pandemic on food insecurity were staggered thanks to supports like the Canada Emergency Response Benefit. However, since those supports have ended, there has been an increase in people asking for help.
So since the summer, we're seeing about a 17% increase in people turning to a food bank. Back in April of 2020, we started doing home deliveries as well, and that was because there were so many people who needed to stay home, whether they had a COVID diagnosis or they were immunocompromised, had mobility issues. We wanted to make sure that people had access to the food that they needed. We also do home deliveries for single parents so that they don't have to take their kids out into the community, especially back when we weren't really sure about transmission. But the home deliveries continue now. Since the May of 2021, we've seen an increase in our home deliveries by about 40% as well. So although it was sort of leveling off for a couple of months there during early 21, we're now starting to see the numbers creep up again.
The food bank is planning for a long-term increased response, according to Wilson. She recalls that when the economic recession hit in 2008, the Ottawa Food Bank didn't feel the full strain until 2 years later.
We're imagining that same sort of scenario is going to happen over the next couple of months, that we will have people who are turning to a food bank, because although many jobs are coming back, not all of them are. So there are going to be many people who are unemployed or underemployed who still need to access a food bank. So we're preparing for that increased need.
Although the Ottawa Food Bank's annual holiday donation drive has ended, they are still accepting donations. To find out more, visit www.ottawafoodbank.ca. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Belanger.